إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، once again I welcome all of you. In tonight's class we continue reading the rights of the spouses, the rights of the husband and the wife. From the talk of our beloved Shaykh Al-Mufti Abdul Aziz Al-Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala. This is part two. قال الشيخ حفظه الله Sheikh, he mentioned, and we still bring in the point, we stopped at the point when the Sheikh says that, of course, this is about how a man deal with his wife. We are ordered, we men, those who are married, to treat their wives with kindness, to live with them in an honorable way, to be patient and the like. Even in a time when there is difficulty, we should follow the means of islah, of rectification and reconciliation. The Muslim doesn't give up for the first problem. Your way, you go this way, I go this way. No. The Muslim, he knows the importance of the marriage. But sometimes it may lead to divorce. And that's when the Shaykh, he mentioned the ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَإِذَا طَلَّقْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ فَبَلَغْنَ أَجَلَهُنَّ فَأَمْسِكُوهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ أو سرحوهن بمعروف ولا تمسكوهن ضرارا لتعتدوا ومن يفعل ذلك فقد ظلم نفسه ولا تتخذوا آيات الله هزوا. In the ayah 231 of Surah Al-Baqarah, and when you have divorced women and they have fulfilled the term of their prescribed period, the iddah, either take them back on reasonable basis or set them free on reasonable basis. But do not take them back, meaning before the iddah is over, do not take them back to hurt them and to oppress them. And whoever does that, then he has wronged himself. And treat not the verses of Allah, his laws and regulation, as a jest. قال الشيخ حفظه الله فانظر إلى أن ربنا جل وعلا أرشد الزوج إذا طلق المرأة وأراد العودة إليها فليكن بقصد الإصلاح فأمسكوهن بمعروف. He says Allah سبحانه وتعالى in this verse has given guidelines to the husband who divorced his wife and he wants to take her back, because the husband has the right to divorce his wife once, twice, first time, and the woman, she has to go through the iddah. If a man divorces his wife first time, she's still his wife and he's still her husband until a prescribed iddah come to an end. And that the idda varies according to the woman. For instance, if the woman is pregnant, it is permissible for a man to divorce his wife if she is pregnant, while she is pregnant. Then what is her idda until she delivers the baby? This is a summary, okay? This is, could be a cluster itself. And we may deal with that, inshallah, later on. For instance, Shaykh Ibn al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala, says, if a woman, she's married in her 9th month, doctor says, any day now, any day. One morning, that man divorced his wife, and he went to work, says, you divorce, I divorce you. Then he received a phone call that she gave birth before Dhuhr, maybe an hour later. She's not his wife anymore. Her iddah is over by her giving birth. See, it could be a couple hours, could be an instant, a brief moment. Here is another case. A man divorced his wife. She's pregnant in her first month. And she didn't give birth until 9 months later on. After that, that's her iddah. Her iddah was 9 months. Those who are not pregnant, their iddah, and they still have their cycles, menstrual cycles. So that's their iddah, 3 cycles. Not 3 months, 3 cycles. The ulama, they mention, regardless those cycles, they took 3 months or they took 3 years. Or more than that, actually. 3 months or more than that. Because sometimes some women, due to stress, or due to whatever reasons, they may not have their cycle as normally they had. It may be late, couple weeks or couple months, and they go with the cycle, not with the months. The women that count the months are those women, actually, that they do not have their cycles. A young girl that didn't even start her cycles, or those women on menopause. They don't have their cycles anymore. Those ones, they count 3 months, the Hijri months. طيب. So here in this ayah, when a man divorces his wife the first time, she's still his wife, and he's still her husband, and he has to treat her with kindness. And before the iddah come to an end, he has the right to take her back. And likewise in a second time. At the third divorce, said at the moment she's not his wife, he's not her husband. And it's not permissible for him to take her back until she marry another man and things happen between them and the like. That's another subject. So the Sheikh says, now I just wanted to share with you this so you can understand the Sheikh's statement. When a man divorces his wife and she's still on the iddah, and he wants to take her back, yes, that man can take her back without marriage contract, without anything, because she's still his wife. But if the iddah is over, that's it, she's not his wife anymore. If they want to go back, it's okay, but he has to marry her all over again. Okay? It's good for us to learn these regulations, because people, they just do it their way, and they may be in haram situation, wa'yadu billah. Maybe Allah al-musta'an. Inshallah, we're going to bring a class on that, inshallah, on the divorce, on the iddah, on what to do, what not to do, what need to be done, so that we can do the things that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyway, here the Shaykh, he says, that man who wants to take his wife back during the iddah, he should do it with the good intentions. He'll do it because he wants to take care of her, because he wants to reconcile the affairs. فَأَمْسِكُهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ. Keep them with ma'roof, with good, on honorable ways. Now in al-ishra, because he wants to stay with this woman. لَا جَعِلَ الرِّجْعَ سَبَبًا لِلْعَذَابِ وَالْأَلَمِ. Not like some man, tyrant, oppressors, ignorance, and they take her back to oppress her. Don't take her back to oppress her. And لا قال أو سرحهن بمعروف فدعها تنخدي عدتها ولعل الله أن يعودها خيرا أو ويعودك خيرا. وإمساك وأما إمساك لأجل الإضرار والظلم والعدوان فهذا نهى الله عنه بقوله ولا تمسكوهن ضرارا لتعتدوا. الشيخ says if a person divorces his wife but he really doesn't want to be with her, mashallah, they can't be together anymore, he should let her iddah come to an end and she go her way, and may Allah provide her with a husband that will take care of her, understand her better than him, and may Allah give him something better too. As for him, before the iddah came to an end, he said, okay, I'm taking you back, only to oppress her and fight with her and treat her badly. This is not good. This is not. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this forbidden. He said, and do not take them back to oppress them and to hurt them and to harm them. فذلك محرم في شريعة الإسلام. He said, this is forbidden in the laws and regulation of Islam. You cannot be together, that's it. She go her way, and you go your way. And some ignorant men, they don't understand these things. They take it personal. And even when case when a woman, she wants out and ask for khula, and yes, she has grounds. She talked to the imam of the masjid and ask questions and talk about the person. And yes, he's like, yes, you're right. After giving her advice and asking her questions and talking and asking the ulama, they says, yes, this woman have the right not to be with this man because she's oppressed in this marriage and this and this and this and that. But that ignorant husband, no. She ain't going nowhere. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. Opposing that which Allah has legislated, subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال والعدوان قد نهى الله عنه. والعدوان قد نهى الله عنه. Allah has made transgression and harming others haram in general. ولا يحل للرجل أن يعتدي عليها بالإذاء والإضرار. فذلك أمر لا يليق بالمسلم السامع والمطيع لله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Sheikh says it is not permissible for the man to oppress his wife, to harm her by keeping her in that marriage, knowing that he don't want her, but he just keeping her so that he can oppress her. So what about those who beat him up? Naam, there are certain people, Allahu Musta'an, Muslim, claim Salafiyya, and beat up on a wife. The wife that actually she feed him. She's the one that have, she spend on the family, not him. He has no job. And instead to be grateful to Allah, now, a'udhu billah, some people are sick. Some people are very sick. And they claim Salafiyya and claim Sunnah, claim this and that. We hear a lot of complaints from sisters, from some people who, when you see them in the masjid, you think, I want to be like him. Yeah, you be in a masjid like all that nice guy, but what? And your family, they're the one that deserve your kindness more. So Allah, salam al-afiyah. The Sheikh says, oppressing the wife, this is not something from Islam. And it doesn't befit the Muslim. Who the Muslim is supposed to hear and obey. That's why you're a Muslim, because you submit. The Muslim hears the ayats, the ahadith, ayats that contains rulings, regulations, things that we should do and things we should stay away from. That's what makes a Muslim a Muslim. A Muslim submit. A Muslim hears and obey. A Muslim doesn't hear and do it his way. kind of Muslim is this? He hear Allah tell him do this, but he do it his way. Allah tell him live with this woman with kindness. If you can't, you're a human being, you can't, let her go with kindness. No, some people they don't know. I gotta do it my way. They do it their way, wal'iyadu billah. This is not right. The Muslim hears and obey Allah and obey the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And of course, when in a time of there is discord between a husband and a wife, and especially in a time when a wife complains, sometimes is abusive, so that person is advised. Is advised. Ya akhi, taqillah. Allah said this. The Messenger of Allah said this. You are commanded to take care of her, to be nice. Oh, but you don't know what she said. Now you gotta be patient. There's no ayah that prove your ignorance and what you're doing and your tyranny and oppression. And some of them, they don't listen to that. They don't care. You tell them ayahs. This is what Allah tell you, ya. If you don't like her, you don't want to be with her, leave her alone. Divorce her, ya. Divorce her. Marry another woman. If you think she don't listen to you, if you think she's provoke you, so why you keep fighting her? Leave her alone. As Allah says, live with them with kindness or let them go with kindness. No fighting, no yelling, no abuse, no oppression. Some people, they just want to do it their way instead to obey the commands of Allah. Our noble scholars, when we ask them these questions through the ilm online, they mention that you advise that person, if he fears Allah, it's okay. Those who abuse their wives. If not, she has the right to call the authority on him. Even the disbeliever, if a woman lives in a non-Muslim country, she called the police and authority on that person. Why? Because that person don't care about the Quran and the Sunnah. See the problem? Yeah, first you advise him, they says. You go to him, say to him, Ya akhi, taqillah, this is not right. What you're doing is bad, is evil, is haram. As the Shaykh mentioned, it is muharram. You don't oppress your wife. You don't want to live with her, let her go. That's what Allah says, let her go. Divorce her and treat her nicely until her iddah is over and let her go. But for you to continue to oppress her like this, then yes, she has the right to call the authority, because this man, he's a coward. He don't listen to what Allah says. He don't listen to what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says. This man, he's just afraid of the police. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ Instead to be afraid of his Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الشيخ ونبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم قد أرشد الأزواج أيضا أرشد الزوج إلى المعاملة الحسنة مع المرأة. Says our Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم advised the husbands also to treat their wives kindly and nicely. فأخبر صلى الله عليه وسلم أن من كمال الإيمان حسن الخلق. And this is from the good manners. The man has to have good manners with everybody, but especially with his wife, and especially if she's the mother of his children. He be nice, kind, display the good manners and etiquette with her in the way he talked to her and other ways. Because having good manners, that is from the things that show that the persons have complete iman, kamal al-iman. And the Shaykh, he mentioned a hadith. For instance, the hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أكمل المؤمنين إيمانا أحسنهم خلقا وخيركم خيركم لنسائه. The most complete of the believers in term of iman, in term of faith. From the believers, those who have the most complete faith, Who are they? They are those who have the best manners. SubhanAllah. They are those who have the best manners. And then the Prophet ﷺ says, and the best of you are those who are best to their wives. They are best to their wives. This hadith is sahih in Sahih Ibn Hibban, and Imam Al-Albani rahimahu wa ta'ala mentioned it in al-Sahih, hadith number 284. أكمل المؤمنين إيمانا أحسنهم خلقا. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the most complete of the believers, among the believers in terms of iman, faith, those of them who have the best akhlaq, the best manners. قال الشيخ عبد العزيز الشيخ حفظه الله فإن حسن الخلق وحسن التعامل يدل على كمال الإيمان وقوته. He says, dealing with others in general, and especially now here with one's wife, with good manners, being kind and displaying the good manners of Islam with the people in general, and especially with one's wife, this is a proof that that person's iman is sound and strong and complete. وسوء العشرة وسوء المعاملة وعدم الوفاء يدل على نقص في الإيمان. The Shaykh says, likewise, when a person have evil manners, he doesn't treat his wife as commanded by Allah and by His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's very poor when he comes to that. He said, this is a proof that that person's iman is deficient. That that person have deficiency in faith and iman. لذا قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أكمل المؤمنين إيمانهم إيمانا أحسنهم خلقا. Said, for this reason, the Prophet ﷺ, he says, from the believers, those who have the most, those who whose iman is complete, they are those who have the best manners. They are those who have the best manners. ثم قال وخيركم خيركم لنسائه. Then he said, the best of you are those who are best to their wives. كيف ذلك؟ قال بالتعامل الحسن والقيام بالواجب والبعد عن كل ما يكدر صفوة العشرة وينغصها. How a man be amongst the best? By treat his wife or wives in honorable way, being kind to them, be the best to them. That's what make him the best. How? By treating her with kindness in a good way. By fulfilling his obligations. He's the one, he's in charge of the household. He's the one who support the family. He's the one who in charge of that. Some people are not even fulfilling the obligation. And on top of that, they treat their wives in a poor manner. SubhanAllah. La ilaha illallah. Allah yahdihim. May Allah guide them. No, you want to be amongst the best? Yes, you can. If you're married, add this too. Be the best to your wife. Talk to her nicely, kindly. Be patient with her. Fulfill your obligations. And stay away from any statements or actions or decisions that bring turmoil, chaos, and a problem in your family. ويبين صلى الله عليه وسلم في موضع آخر أن الرجل يجب أن يكون المستحمل للأخطاء ويجب أن يكون الصبر والتحمل من أخلاقه فهو أقوى من المرأة تحملا والمرأة ضعيفة وقد يكون منها الخطأ لكن تحمل الرجل وصبره هو المطلوب منه فإنه القيم عليها وما دام القيم فلابد من صبر وتحمل. Now somebody may say, well, yes, I gotta be nice to her. As long as she's okay, she's nice to me. But if she start tripping, she start doing this or that, man, I gotta do what I gotta do. I gotta do what a man gotta do. What do you mean, gotta do what you gotta do? Go back to ignorance and jahiliyyah? La. You gotta always do what Allah command you to do. You don't do what you wanna do. Who says this? You're a Muslim now. You don't do whatever you wanna do. No, you do as commanded in Islam. That's why the Shaykh, he mentioned this point. Because some people, they find it easy. Okay, she's nice or he's nice. Now if she's not, oh, he's not going to be nice. No. That's why the Shaykh, he mentioned, he says, our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this is not just from the Shaykh, he said, our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has made clear in another hadith that the man, which is here the husband, he has to endure with patience the shortcomings and the mistakes he sees from his wife. It is obligatory and binding upon the husband to have patience and to endure with patience her ill conduct. And he says because he's stronger than her when it comes to enduring hardship and patient and the like. He says the man should be stronger. Now you find some men, they're more emotional than women. They cry. Now you gotta be strong, you gotta be the man. She give you a hard time, but mashallah, but you strong man. She call you names or whatever, give you attitude, but you be patient. And later on when she calm down, you tell her, "Ya bint an-nas." This is not how we're gonna have a good time. What you've been saying earlier, that's not good for you. And I could tell you worse than that. Yes, I can. But why I didn't do it? It's not like because you were talking to me in Chinese. I understood every word he says. And they were insults. You were insulting me. But why I didn't insult you back? Why I didn't fight you? Because I'm a Muslim. And I am commanded to be patient in these terms. In circumstances like this, I am commanded because responsibility is on me. Subhanallah. The Shaykh says the woman is weak. And she may start the problem. Yes, she may. And it's not, by the way, it's not always the case. We men, we start a lot of other stuff too, a lot of trouble. But here the Shaykh said, in a case that she may be the one that started that trouble. But what the man do? Say, oh, she started it and now he does whatever he wants to do? No. Even if she started it, still, as a man, as a husband, Allah put you in that position, you be patient with her. Because you're in charge of her. You're the driver, man, in the household. Can you imagine a husband driving the car? And they are on the top of the mountains and the cliff and this. And you look down on the right, man, it's 3,000 feet deep. And then the wife start criticizing his driving skill. Man, he don't drive. He like that, man. He said, I don't drive. And then he goes to the, what do you call it? To the cliff? No, he's patient. Because he needs both hands and he needs to focus because it's snowing, it's slippery. Is he going to be arguing with her? And they all get down in the cliff? No, he waits, he's patient. Okay, alright, just wait. He's saying that to himself. I can't say nothing right now. Allah says be patient. She's not hearing him. He's talking to himself. Instead of be talking to her, talk to yourself. Prepare yourself. It's like, okay, once we get down, I'm then going to talk to her. Now I have a responsibility. I gotta get this family, alhamdulillah. Okay, so what? She's talking like that. What's new? She can't talk like that. She's a human being. And then later on when they get to a rest area and she get her coffee, now she forgot, then he's like, come here, sister. Please, don't do that again, okay? Especially when I'm driving. Please, if you have something to tell me, talk to me nicely. I never told you I know I'm the best driver in the world. I'm still learning, but don't talk to me like that. Okay, you have something to me? If you can't talk to me, send me text message. Alhamdulillah for technology these days. Some woman is like, I can't talk to your brother. Okay, don't talk. Send a text message, inshallah. Send the email. You have my email? All right, send me an email. You don't have to talk to me if you feel like don't want to face to face. Alhamdulillah. Send me a text message. This is how we do it. But not like at that moment. What are you talking about? Oh yeah, now I heard you. And now his eye was not on the road. And Allah musta'an. The sheikh, he says, look, the man, he's in charge of the household. You're in charge. So usually those who are in charge, they are patient or not. We give an example. Walmart. They hire a manager. The manager keeps his job and they give him a good pay as long as they do what they want him to do. And one of the things, they have to be patient with the job. Somebody going to quit, somebody going to call him name. You're racist, man. You always put me in here. You put your people over there. But he don't care, the manager. Manager, he does what's good for the job. People call him name, give him attitude. Is he going to fight, start fighting on the floor? He get fired, right or wrong? No, he's a manager. He has to be. And they told him that. I said, look, man, if anything happened between you and between any employee in here, we're going to come to you. We're going to review that tape. We're going to see how you're going to act. He may call you a name or whatever. I don't want you to punch him or fight or call him name. No, no, you're a manager, man. You be patient. Can you do this? Some people, they cannot do that. They say, okay, you don't have no job here. But you have to be patient. Yeah, because we hire people, we hire them because we need them. Okay? We hire people to stock shelves. We hire people to collect, what do you call them? Carts from the parking lot. We hire people to stock the freezers. These are people, mashallah, they come do a job, we pay them for us. They stay with us. Or they quit. We can get other people. But you know secrets, you're a manager. We can't be hiring, managing every 2-3 weeks. That's why, are you sure you can be patient? Yes. Well, guess what? When a man marry in Islam, he don't marry for a week or 2 weeks. No, he marry for good. Because this is a great responsibility. So he need to know, like, look, I married a woman. And mashallah, I hope and I'm asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I will have no problem with her. But which is, but then if she starts saying things or acting in a certain way, so what new? Why you're surprised, akhi? You're married to a human being. And you know what Allah tells us and what the Prophet ﷺ tells us about her. And why are you surprised? You should expect that. You don't ask for it. Nobody asks for trouble. But you expect it. You expect it. Yes, it may happen. Yes, alhamdulillah, she's a Muslim, a Salafiyah, upon the Sunnah. She's very nice. She's humble. But yes, being a human with all of these qualities, she may say something or do something that is not right one day. So you're ready for it. You see? It's like the storms. People, they do drills waiting for the hurricanes. Do they hope for hurricanes to come their way? They don't. People, they say, oh Allah, keep them away from us. But they still work on them and what to do if he came, just in case. When he came, they are ready. Likewise, Yahwan, problems do happen. There is no such thing as a marriage that is problem free. There's no such thing. There's no such thing. But you be prepared. Don't be surprised. Why she's talking like that? Why not? She's a human. You talk like that too, many times to people. If we be honest and just, and we see the way we treat the people sometimes, man. So when we are treated, now we want our right, but we don't give the people their right. I mean, many times, we be just. That's why the sheikh says, the man says, you're in charge of the household, so you need to be patient. It's not easy. You have a responsibility. You can't just get in any conversation, any disagreement, and any fight. No, you can't. No, you got to be patient and deal with the things with hikmah, with wisdom. The sheikh, he says here, with all what he says, the sheikh, he says, the Prophet ﷺ says, لا يفرق مؤمن مؤمنة إن كره منها خلقا رضي منها آخر. حديث الكوليك بالإمام مسلم الصحيح عند الأثورتي فبي هريرة رضي الله عنه that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, a man does not get rid of his wife, divorce her, split, just because he sees from her an ill conduct, an ill manner. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, when he sees from her a bad behavior, he should at that moment remember a good behavior of hers. She doesn't have all bad behavior, she has some good ones. So what are you going to do with the good ones you have? Just because now you see from her one thing one day, she has to go? No, it doesn't work like this in Islam. He says, when you see from her a bad behavior, think about a good one. قال لا يبغضها أي لا يبغضها ويكرهها فإن أخلاقها قد يكون فيها خلق غير مناسب. The Sheikh says, a man shouldn't hate his wife, dislike her and detest her and hate her just because he sees from her one bad behavior. But rather he should at that moment remember that this woman, she's not infallible. She's not complete. She has her shortcomings like he has his shortcomings. She has her ups and downs, as we say, like he does. If he sees from her bad behavior, he should think about a good one. Yeah, she did this, but mashallah, she's alhamdulillah, she wake me up for Fajr. Allahu Akbar, I can't just hate a woman because she burned my eggs. Some men are crazy, man. They said, this woman, she got a girl wife just because, I don't know, she didn't serve the food in the right plate. And he forget about her good things, man. She's taking care of him and he's enjoying her. And she remind him of Allah. Did you pray, akhi, at the masjid? What you doing here? It's almost time for Asr. Go to the masjid. These are not good things? These are very good things. So when she does something that is not right, think about the good things of her. And that will make you patient. قال وهكذا حال الإنسان فالكمال في المخلوق غير ممكن لا من الرجل ولا من المرأة. He says we're human. Nobody is perfect amongst us. No man is perfect amongst us and no human, no women neither. فإن كرهت منها خلقا من الأخلاق فلا بد أن ترضى منها خلقا غيره. If you dislike a behavior from her part, you got to remember at that moment another behavior, the good one, that you liked of her and your love of her. وَأَمَّا إِذَا كُنْتَ تُعَاتِبْ عَلَى كُلِّ نَقْصٍ وَتُرِيدُ الْكَمَالَ فِي كُلِّ الْأَحْوَالِ فَذَلِكَ طَلَبُ الْمُسْتَحِيلِ وَمَنْ كَثُرَ كَمَا يُقَالُ وَمَنْ كَثُرَ عِتَابُهُ قَلَّ أَصْحَابُهُ وَمَنْ كَثُرَ عِتَابُهُ قَلَّ أَصْحَابُهُ. The Sheikh says, this is what you need to do. When you see your wife doing something that you don't like, you dislike, then remember and think of the good things of also. And of course, you're going to talk to her later on when a kind wife tell her, no, you're a Muslimah. What you just said is not good for you. It's not good for you. And I'm your husband and I want good for you. So please don't talk to me like that. Me, I'm going to be patient with you, but I don't know for how long. Today, mashallah, I'm patient. But this is not good for you. Don't do this. You're supposed to do things that are pleasing to Allah. Don't tell me I'm mad at you. You make me mad. Okay, so what? You know me. You're married to a human being. So why are you surprised now? Yes, I can get hard-headed sometimes, stubborn. You know that. Been married for years, still don't know who I am. SubhanAllah, it's not like we just moved today, this morning. You know me. You should know my character right now. So why you still get mad and all worked out when I say something or do something? Don't you know me by now? I say, don't let it get to you. Okay? The Sheikh says, if a man asking that his wife never make mistakes and she's complete, that man is asking for the impossible. Asking for something that is impossible.
And the Sheikh, he says, a man should not complain and bicker with every little thing. Some men, they just sit in there. Why you did that? Wait a minute. What you got in there? Yeah, let things go. You got to go blind sometimes. You got to go deaf. No, you didn't hear it. You didn't see it. Especially at that moment. But later on, you talk about it. And especially if you're angry, you're mad, you don't want to talk about it. Because if you're angry, you don't even know what you're talking about. No, wait. Be patient. Go get a coffee. Go read Quran. If it's a time of prayer, go pray Nafil. Go pray Duha. Go read something. Go for a walk. You're really angry, you want to take care of somebody, go run the vacuum. You know, get the vacuum and run it. Do some good job until you relax. Now you talk. I know. Now you can talk. The Sheikh says, as for somebody who's, whenever something happened, they want, come here, why you do this? Why? He said, that person, he's going to be alone. He's not going to have too many people that they want to deal with him. As they say, whoever searching for a friend with no faults, that person, he's going to stay alone. He ain't going to have no friends. Not going to have any friends like that. Now, you're going to have friends that, alhamdulillah, they're going to be nice to you, smile at you, maybe many days, but one day, one morning, they're going to come and they're going to frown in your face. But they're still your friend, they're still your brother. And we need to know, subhanAllah, if a person is married to a sister that's his wife for years, and he still don't know what make her happy, what make her sad, still don't know really what's going on, and you should know just the way she looked that maybe she's not happy with you. And you were like, subhanAllah, you did something? She's like, how do you know? Just the way you on your face. And she's like, subhanAllah, this man really pay attention. And this actually we have in the Sunnah, the Prophet ﷺ, once he said to Aisha radiallahu anha, I know for sure when you're happy with me and when you are not. He said, I know when you're not happy with me, I know. Then Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, wow, Messenger of Allah. He said to her, when you're happy with me, you always say by the Lord of Muhammad. You swear by Allah, you says by the Lord of Muhammad. ﷺ. He said to her, but when you're not happy with me and you really have something with me, you say by the Lord of Ibrahim. You swear by the Lord of Ibrahim. She don't mention his name, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look. And this is the Aisha radiallahu anha. What she said, by Allah, yes, you're right, but I just boycott your name, not anything, just your name. Yeah. Talking about. Sometimes, if one of us wife, she call him by his kunya, Aba Abdullah, Aba Abdurrahman, Aba Muhammad, Aba Saeed, Aba Hafsa, Aba Khadija, Aba Aisha, damn. And his name, for example, Ibrahim. But she always, Ya Aba Abdullah, with a smile, Ya Aba Abdurrahman, Ya Aba Saeed, Ya Aba Hafsa, Ya Aba Khadija, Ya Aba Aisha. But one morning she says, Hey, Ibrahim. That husband, he's like, wait a minute. She called me by name, my name. She doesn't do it. It's not her habit. She always called me with my kunya. Now he's going to tell her, what happened now? I did something? She's like, how do you know? Because the way you said it, and also you used to always address me by my kunya, now you call my name. And she's like, oh yeah, you're right, man. See? ويبين صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا ذلك بوضوح جلي فيقول فيما تروي عائشة رضي الله عنها خيركم خيركم لأهلي ثم قال وأنا خيركم لأهله. Also in this hadith that الإمام الألباني mentioned it in الصحيحة that عائشة رضي الله عنها said that the Prophet ﷺ says, the best of you are those who are best to their families, to their wives. And then the Prophet ﷺ says, I am the best of you.
I'm the best husband to, from all the husbands who are nice to their wives, he is the best of all husbands. Nobody can be better than the Prophet ﷺ. And he is the example for us. If we want to be the best husbands, we can, inshallah. Or at least try to be. How we do it? Let's learn the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Let's learn the seerah of the Prophet ﷺ. How was he at his house? How he dealt with his wives? In times of ease, times of difficulty, times of hardship, and the like. Because the Prophet ﷺ, he was married to a human being. They have menses too. They have their own things too. Alhamdulillah, they have jealousy, ghairah too. And this is from texts. We have texts from Bukhari and Muslim. But how the Prophet ﷺ dealt with that, this is what we need to learn. How he dealt with all of these things. Things that happen between his wives. Al-Bukhari, he mentioned even that there were two groups. Naam. And they were, subhanAllah, Naam, in another narration, that the wives, one group, they complain against Aisha. Why he treats Aisha like this and this? And they sent Fatima radiallahu anha to speak on their behalf. SubhanAllah. But how the Prophet ﷺ deal with these things, that's what we need to learn. Because he is the example for us. قال الشيخ فمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم خير الناس لأهله. So he says the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he's the best husband. Because he was the best husband to his wives. And for those amongst us husbands, we want to be the best, yes we can. But if we're serious, and if we are honest, and if we really want to do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, صبرا وتحملا وإكراما ومعاملة بالحسنى, what it make him make a person the best? Patience first, enduring the shortcomings, and ikram, be generous and nice and kind to the wife. مُعَامَلَ بِالْحُسْنَى, treat her in the best way. And the ulama, as we mentioned before, as related to the way you talk to her, you got to choose the best expressions. Some men don't even talk to their wives. They ignore them. They come home, even the salam, they say it in another. Assalamu alaikum. Is it for the radio or what? Why it take you so long? They say that's how they talk to their wives. There is no such thing, Hayyakillah, Masakillah bil khair, I miss you. I know that, subhanAllah, you have a lot of things to do in the house. The children maybe give you some hard time. Don't worry, I'm here now, Alhamdulillah. Jazakillah khair for what you do. I don't say that much, you know, and I hope my wife is listening right now. You know? I know I don't say this to you much, but I do appreciate what you do for me and for the family. Jazakallah khairan. I know I could be, you know, I know myself. You're not going to tell me better than what I know about myself. Yes, I can be stubborn. I know myself. I got a lot of issues to work on. But jazakallah khairan for being patient with me. I'm supposed to be the one that patient, but the table is turned sometimes. Jazakallah khairan. I don't say that much, but I want you to know that it's in my heart. And may Allah make me better. Just like, sit down. Don't worry about it today. We're calling for lunch, inshallah. You make a phone call. Or you know what, I already have something prepared, alhamdulillah, some seafood, if you don't mind. No, you give her a break. And you treat her nicely. If she puts something on her that is like, oh, that look good on you. No, you look good today. You gotta pay attention, man. Sister, she knows you're coming and she spent half an hour and she took a shower and half an hour trying to look nice to you and you come, you don't even notice. No, as soon as you came, say, you look beautiful today. You look nice. No, why not? You're the husband. Who gonna tell her these things if you don't? No. Tell her you look good today. Jazakallah khairan. But and then you remind her about the aqidah. You look good, but alhamdulillah, I seen you reading Talatat Usul. That's going to even make you more beautiful inside. Alhamdulillah, your heart. هكذا. If you come and you find that she, mashallah, once did some extra work and effort in arranging the house and she cleaned it, you give her, even if the house is not finished yet, but you give her some credit, ya akhi. Say, subhanallah, the house look good. Jazakallah khair. I told you, wait until I come and help you. Man, they're going to put a big smile on her face. And who's going to benefit? Is you. Because if you make her happy, she's going to treat you good. You know what they say, when mommy is happy, everybody is happy. But if she's not, it reflects on the family. If she's in a bad mood, subhanallah. So it's very important for us, ya akhwan. This is Islam. Some people, we have the ingredients of success. But we have to apply them. We have to use them. Why can't you say things like this to your wife? Why can't you? Tell them, I appreciate what you do. MashaAllah, Jazakallahu khairan, Barakallahu fiki, Ahsanallahu ilayki. Thank them. Tell them they are nice. Alhamdulillah, she's a good sister. You're a good woman. You're a good wife. I'm pleased with you. Because she read the hadith. Tell her that I'm pleased with you. Alhamdulillah. I ask Allah to get you the Jannah. Alhamdulillah. Yes, even with the shortcomings, don't worry, I have my own too, and I have already forgiven you, alhamdulillah. So we make her, you give her some, you know, words of advice, words of encouragement, so she can, now she's going to find some energy to even do more and complete the house and finish it, alhamdulillah. But now when the sister come and she put a lot of efforts, and the husband come and see one little piece of paper still on the floor, says, you don't clean. Why don't you just pick it up? And she see you doing that. You didn't know what she went through. How much does... Because we have kids. I know. We love our little kids, right? We enjoy them. But they can cause a lot of mess. Right, Sajid? You still causing a mess? Why not? You're not a kid anymore? Ah, it's recorded now. Not the here, the angels. How old are you, Sajid? 11. MashaAllah. Jazakallah khair. But I know, you know what I know? When my kids go visit with my in-laws, with their grandparents, the house is different. You put something in here and stay there for 3 days. When the kids in the house, they take stuff from your hand, brother. Man, he's like, you finish cleaning this room, they mess up the other one. You go the other one, they come back and miss. Subhanallah. So now we know that. These are our children. So you know, you don't just come home and then say to your wife, why you don't clean? Who told you that she didn't clean? Maybe that's all she was doing all day. But my children and yours, they're the one that causing a problem. Now we give them some encouragement, ikhwan. We help them too, as you're going to hear later on, inshallah ta'ala. We don't just come home and sit on the recliner, and then we give orders. No, the Prophet ﷺ didn't do that in his house, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. قال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم آل شهرا منهن لما حصل منهن ما حصل ومع هذا كان يعاملهن بالحسنى صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Sheikh says the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he separated himself from his wife for 1 month once for some incident that took place. But even though he separated himself, he still treated them with kindness. He still deal with them with the most honorable way, subhanAllah. Yes, you may be mad at your wife, but still you gotta treat her nice. You still have to talk to her nicely and be kind to her. Even though, yes, you don't approve what she said, what she did, but you still gotta be nice and kind, because that's, you have no other choice. You believe in the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he's the best example. And you gotta do it his way. If we're really Ahlul Ittiba, aren't we Ahlul Ittiba? We don't follow the Sunnah. Well, we're going to follow the Sunnah our way? No, we're going to do it the way. And we learn. Aisha radiallahu anha tukhbir لما سئلت ماذا كان يفعل في بيته صلى الله عليه وسلم قالت كان في حاجة أهله. In this hadith that is in Sahih al-Bukhari, Aisha radiallahu anha, she was asked, some people, they want to know what the Prophet ﷺ do in his house. Because they know what does he do in the masjid, in the marketplace, in the street, they see him. But they don't go with him in his house. Privacy. So they ask his wife that she's with him. They said, what does he do? She says, when he comes, he helps around. He helps his wives. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet ﷺ. Khairul Nas, he helps around the house. فهو من أحسن الناس خلقا وأحسن وأحسنهم تعاملا صلوات الله وسلامه عليه أبدا دائما ليوم الدين. The Sheikh عبد العزيز آل الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى, he says, our beloved Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he is the best of the people when it comes to manners. He is the best. He has the best manners. And he is the best, and he is the example for us. And he is the best one when it comes to dealing with the people in general, and especially his wives, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we, as a human being, we want to be amongst the best. Nobody wants to be in back in the line. You want to be the best. Even if when you play some basketball in a court just with some brothers, you're not playing for the NBA. And we still, you want to be with the best team, right or wrong. Not only you want to be the MVP, that you want people talk about you, the brother Abdul Rahman, man, you got shots, yahi. You come like you praying sunnah, and two people talking, oh, if you see brother Abdul Rahman, he got moves in your head. Now you're praying like, yeah, mashallah, we're human. But here is how you do it. You want to be the best? Treat your wife kindly. Kindly and nicely, barakallahu fikum. Why? Because once again, we have in the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best example. The best example in everything. Not just in the salat, oh wait, brother, you're not praying right. Why? Because you're not doing the sunnah. Look, Imam Albani said, do it this way. Wudu akhi, tayammum. Yes, na'am, that's good. But also, zawaj. In zawaj too, you got to do it the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Naam ya akhi.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
No.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله
أشهد أن محمد رسول
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله
حي على الصلاة
لا حول ولا قوة
حي على الصلاة
لا حول ولا قوة
حي على الفلاح
لا حول ولا قوة
حي على الفلاح
لا حول ولا قوة
الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر
لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد اللهم رب هذه الدعوة. At this present moment, we review with you what we have talked in brief, as we still reading to you from the work of our beloved Sheikh Al-Mufti Abdul Aziz Al-Sheikh, Al-Huquq Al-Zawjiyyah, the rights between spouses. And we all know the importance of this topic, because this will bring joy, happiness, and tranquility, peace of mind, serenity in the marriage, which reflect in a good way on the family and on the society. Because happy couple, married couple, they have a lot of good to present for themselves, for their family, and for the society. ونجاح الأسرة نجاح للمجتمع. Successful couple, marriage couple, is a success for the society in general. But as for the couples who are going through hardship, fighting, they disrespect each other because them not applying these gems and these advices, that's why they're going through this hardship, because they want to do it their way instead to do it the way of Allah, the way Allah has legislated for us. They want to do it their way. They don't want to learn, look man, it's not my way now. It's what Allah, what's pleasing to Allah, what Allah command me. And if they are unhappy and sad, they cannot benefit themselves, they cannot benefit their family, and most likely they cannot benefit the community, but rather they be a burden on the community. And that's the case. They be a burden. And that's why community is going nowhere. Where are you going to go with flat tires? It's enough you have one flat tire, you ain't going nowhere. What about if all the flat tires? And some men, they always blame it on, the children, the wife. How you gotta be honest? Review yourself. That's why some men, they go, divorce this sister, little girl, get another one, problem, he got problem with her after a couple months, here, this, blah, blah, blah. And he never stopped, look, maybe I'm the problem. If the bus is broke, right? The bus is broken, the engine is shut. What good is it going to do to change the driver? Is it going to bring any good? You have no engine. Oh no, maybe it's the driver. It's not the driver, man, it's the engine. You got to look at the problem, what it is. What is the problem? Am I applying what Allah commanded me to apply in this? Alhamdulillah, I'm making wudu to the best of my ability, because I learned how to make wudu according to the sunnah. My salat, alhamdulillah, I'm still making improvement. Whenever I heard the hadith, Allahu Akbar, I can't raise the hands like that. Even Shaykh al-Albani tell you, even the positions of the fingers, are they separate or they together? Is the hands, how long and how far and how high you raise your hands with takbir? And we're trying to do that. When we're going to go make hajj, we read 4 or 5 books of the ulama. I want to make hajj according to the sunnah. But then when we treat our wives, we do it our way. No, it's not right. We still have to learn how we treat them. Because we are commanded. It's not even an option. It's not just an option, like, to be a good brother, dude. No, it's an obligation. I know. It's an obligation. As we read to you, what the Shaykh mentioned, the ayah in the Quran, hadith, a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I know we have deficiencies, all of us, but let us work on them in general, not just in one area. Our wudu and salat are good, but then our akhlaq and manners are poor. No, we have to have balance. We have to use the sunnah in every aspect of our lives, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is the best example. May Allah make us from those. Ameen. وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. جزاكم الله خيرا. بارك الله فيكم.